So before we get into the episode, a word from our sponsors. I'm talking about Cobra Kai Never Dies. Hello, everyone, and thanks for listening to the podcast. I'm your host, Betty. So there's a couple things that I want to talk about off the top of this episode. Number one, I am making a list of my least favorite characters. And also number two, I want to talk about, I have a poll on my Facebook group of the next thing I'm going to do after Farmhouse Fixer. So the options on that poll are Framing Britney Spears, The Friends Reunion, and the Kiss the Ground documentary on Netflix. So yeah, if y'all want to vote on what I do next after Farmhouse Fixer, just go on over there and vote. So, the list that I'm creating for my least favorite characters, so far I've got Anthony, Kyler, Louie, and Mrs. Blatt. That's the teacher's name that, you know, embarrassed Eli with when he was being bullied about his face deformity. So, I've got one more person that's in this episode that I want to add to the list, and it's not going to make sense to a lot of people right now. But trust me, by the end of season three, y'all will understand why he's on my list. And that is going to be Robbie, Johnny's son. Because he was in the last episode, I believe. His principal called Johnny, telling Johnny that he was caught with Molly, you know, the drug and everything. And he was a little rude to Johnny there. But he does get better a little later on in the season, but he gets worse by the end of season two, and so it'll make sense. He's not gonna move. Like right now, he may be, let's say, behind Kyler, but he's not gonna move off my list ever, because I really can't stand him, and y'all will know why when we get there. And he does have a chance to redeem himself. You know, he's not like Kyler is, because, you know, Kyler, I really can't stand him. Robbie actually does have an opportunity to redeem himself if he straightens up, but I don't see it happening in the near future. So right now, you know, he's on my list. So anyway, and if I'm forgetting anybody, y'all let me know. And if there's someone else on your list, or if y'all want to add to the list, whatever, just let me know. Anyway, let's just get on with the episode. The synopsis reads, Robbie is in hot water with his father. Johnny plans to shut down Cobra Kai after Miguel is injured. Samantha and Kyler's relationship hits rock bottom, and a vandalized billboard creates tension for Daniel. So this episode, it starts out with Robbie, and he is posing as a technician guy for, you know, in a store. So it's probably something similar to Best Buy or something. And, you know, he's playing, you know, one of the Geek Squad guys, and there's this guy that comes and brings his computer to him for him to repair. And Robbie, of course, starts saying all these different things that he's going to have to do to the computer. And the guy is not interested in hearing all that. So he tells him that he'll leave it with him and come back in a half hour or whatever. And he gives Robbie his password and leaves the computer with him. But what Robbie's really doing is he's stealing the computer, because the guy that actually does work there loaned him his shirt so he could go in and pose as this guy. So there's him and two of his buddies are stealing this man's computer to sell it. And that's those two guys, and I can't remember their names right now. I don't even know if they were even, I'm pretty sure they were probably mentioned, but I can't remember what their names are. But anyway, those two guys are probably on the list that, you know, we don't like, you know, less liked characters in this show. But I really forgot about them because they're really not in the show too much. They're only in like a handful of episodes. But I guess if we're putting Anthony on the list, and I guess these guys need to go on the list too. But anyway, so he does all that. Robbie does all that with the computer. You know, he starts selling it and everything. And the two guys are telling him how to sell it, you know, to the highest bidder and everything. And anyway, they go to leave, and Robbie sees a picture. You know, he sees the flyer, the Cobra Kai flyer. And those guys ask him, you know, if he's thinking about joining karate. And Robbie says, no, that's my dad. And I just want to say right here, this is the first F-bomb that was said in this show. And this episode right here, if you're thinking about letting your small children watch this show, don't. Because this episode right here, really, the mature content comes out. My daughter, my 14-year-old daughter, I let her watch it. But, yeah, don't let your small children watch this show. It's not really like the movies were. So, anyway, it's really not too bad. And, I mean, most of the jokes might go over some smaller children's heads. But, that being said, it's probably more targeted towards the more mature audience. So, anyway, after the scene with Robbie, it goes to Johnny. And, of course, you know, he's getting drunk because of what happened with Miguel. And, you know, he's remembering bringing Miguel home and Carmen, Miguel's mother, not, you know, taking the side of her son being beat up this way very good and, you know, kicking Johnny out. And, you know, Miguel, he yells, Cobra Kai never dies. Of course, that's the name of the episode. So, but anyway, it shows Johnny, he's walking down the street and he's getting drunk and everything. And he sees the billboard with Daniel, his face on it. It says, we can't kick the competition and all that. And there's a guy over on the side. He's spray painting graffiti and stuff. So Johnny goes over there and trades beer cans for the spray paint. And it goes to the next scene, and it's Daniel, and he's in his kitchen, and he's making Bananarama pancakes for Sam, because they're her favorite, because he's trying to apologize for what happened at the school dance. And Anthony is sitting at the table, being Anthony. But anyway, but she's not having it. She leaves without saying a word to him. And anyway, so it goes to the next scene, and it's Daniel driving to work, and Amanda calls him and warns him about the billboard. And at first he thinks she's talking about Tom Cole, his competition, but she's not. She's talking about his billboard, because Johnny last night had spray painted a penis on the billboard. Again, there's one of those moments that, you know, this show is not suitable for little kids. But anyway, so Daniel, you know, he's talking to the police, and he wants them to go find the person that did this and everything like that. And Amanda comes in, and she tries to talk him down, you know, and she makes some jokes about, you know, the billboard and stuff. And Louie comes in and, you know, mentions that he saw the billboard and it was hilarious and everything like that. So Daniel's like, we're painting over it, you know. So it goes to Miguel and his mom, Carmen, and she's trying to find out who beat Miguel up and everything like that. And Miguel was like, she'll only make it worse, you know, if she calls the school. And he says that he just needs more lessons from Sensei Lawrence. And Carmen, Miguel's mother, she's like, no, Johnny's a bad influence in all of this. And of course her mom comes up, you know, Yaya comes up and says that he just probably needs more practice and everything like that. So she's trying to help Miguel be able to do the karate still. And And Carmen's like, no, because he's a loser. You know, Johnny Lawrence is a loser and all of this. And Miguel says, no, he's not a loser. He's a great man. And if you only got to know him, you'd see that and everything. And then it goes, cuts to Johnny, and he's laying on the floor drunk or, you know, hungover. So really, you know, Carmen's not wrong. You know, Johnny is kind of, you know, but anyway. So Johnny gets a call from Robbie's principal because Robbie hasn't been in school for over 2 months, I think is what she said. And because he's supposed to be on a camping trip with Johnny, and that if Robbie doesn't come back to school, then he's going to have to be held back. So Johnny leaves his apartment and Miguel is out there waiting for him, you know, trying to find out, you know, when are they going to train and stuff. And Johnny's like, we're not going to train anymore because I'm closing up the dojo. So he leaves, Miguel just standing there. And so it goes to the school. And Sam, she's walking down the hallway and she sees a lot of kids being really mean to Aisha. So she meets her over there by her locker. And, you know, she's trying to tell her that, you know, nobody will remember this. You know, they have short memories and everything. But Aisha's like, well, you know, she won't forget it. And everything. And when Sam goes to leave, you know, Aisha leaves. And then when Sam goes to leave, Kyler comes up behind her and says that he has movie tickets and everything like that. And, you know, he's trying to be charming and everything. And Sam gets a text from her dad and she ignores it. And she says she's got to get to class. So it goes back to Daniel trying to get an answer from Sam. So his assistant comes in and asks him if he ordered lunch for everybody, and she tells him because there's a delivery guy that delivered 100 sausages. And so Daniel looks at the receipt and finds out that it's from his rival dealership that sent them, you know, to make fun of the billboard. And so Daniel calls Anoush and Louie to see how they're getting along with covering up the billboard. And of course, they haven't covered up any of the graffiti yet. You know, they're Louie thinks that they should start from the sides and work their way to the middle. But Daniel, he just wants that. He wants the graffiti covered up really fast. So, and after he gets off the phone with them, they're up there and they discover that Johnny had dropped all of his Cobra Kai flyers up there, you know, while he was graffitiing, putting the big penis on the billboard. So they figure out who did it. So it goes to the next scene, and it's Johnny. He's gone to see Robbie to see why he's not going to school. And Robbie is being a total jerk to Johnny about, you know, why should he go to school, you know, so he could be have a dojo in a strip mall and all this, or maybe he could be like Daniel LaRusso, his old pal, you know, and all this. And Johnny's like, well, you know, you need to go to school. And so Robbie tells him, you know, he's not going to school and his mom's okay with it, so Johnny can leave. So Johnny leaves, and it goes to the next scene of Miguel and Eli and Dimitri in the school library, and Kyler are, well, they're talking about how Miguel probably can't do karate anymore because Johnny's not going to teach him anymore. And while they're sitting there talking, Kyler comes up with his buddies and everything, and they start making fun of Dimitri and Eli and Miguel, and they take Dimitri's backpack and throw it in the trash can. And Dimitri had just threw a yogurt in the trash can. And I want to take a second right here because, you know, did he throw like a whole big old tub of yogurt in that trash can? Because when he pulls it out, the thing is saturated with yogurt. But anyway, it's just something I noticed. So anyway, what Kyler doesn't realize, or what none of them realize, is that Sam was standing there in one of the aisles of the library, and she heard everything. So it goes to the next scene, and it's Miguel. He's leaving school, and he's getting ready to get on the bus, but his mom's come to pick him up, and she said that she got off early to take him to the movie so he could see the new Spider-Man movie, but really it's just, you know, to keep him from going to learn karate, so she could keep an eye on him. So he just wants to go home. And then it goes to the next scene of Daniel. He's meeting with the advertising people to, you know, figure out what, you know, to update their advertising for the LaRusso's Auto Group. And they actually show him a video of Tom Cole, how he did this whole patriotic thing and everything. So, you know, because they said that Daniel's karate thing is a gimmick, but, you know, Daniel doesn't want it to be a gimmick. You know, it's something personal to him. So anyway, he's upset, you know, after watching the commercial with Tom Cole. And by the way, that guy, I don't know if I've already mentioned it or not, but that guy is on my list of hated characters in this show. So, but anyway, he leaves, and then it goes to the next scene of Johnny. He's found Robbie's mother at a bar, and she's trying to get a date and all of this. And but he needs to talk to his wife, or his ex-wife, Robbie's mother, about what they can do to get Robbie back in school. And of course, she's really hateful to him too, about, you know, Johnny never being in Robbie's life and all of this. And, you know, this is probably the first time he actually knows where his son is and everything like this. And it just really making Johnny feel bad. And, you know, don't get me wrong, Johnny probably does need to feel bad right here, because, you know, he hasn't been around in Robbie's life. But, you know, Johnny is trying. And one of the things she says to him is that it's too late and there are no do-overs. That's true, but Johnny is trying, and it's not too late. That kid needs Johnny, you know, because he says that he could come stay with him if his mother is having a hard time making Robbie do what she needs him to do. Then Johnny offered to take him in, you know, but she tells him, like I said, that it's too late, you know, that there are no do-overs. So anyway, it goes to the next scene, and it's of Daniel. He's gone to see Tom Cole about that commercial ad, and he, you know, Tom Cole is telling him, he's being really arrogant and condescending to Daniel about, you know, there can be two auto group kings and all of this, and he's making fun of Daniel for his karate thing and everything like that, and he's trying to give him a boba tea, and Daniel doesn't want one and everything. And when he's walking out, I can't remember, Tom Cole says something to him, you know, about the billboard, you know, the graffiti on the billboard. So Daniel turns around and kicks the boba tea out of his hand, you know, so he can show him that, you know, being a karate champion, you know, he still got it, you know. And that was one of the best parts of this whole episode, is seeing Daniel, you know, kick that boba tea out of his hand like that. So I remember the first time I watched it, cheering for Daniel when he did that. So anyway, he leaves, and it goes to the next scene where Sam and Kyler, they're at the movies, and Kyler's trying to be a jerk, you know, and you know, fill Sam up and everything like this, and she doesn't want to do that. And of course, you know, she's still upset for what she overheard in the library too, but she really doesn't want to fool around with Kyler, you know, no means no and everything. But he won't take no for an answer. He keeps trying, and she actually gets up and, you know, smack, you know, what she's learned from her father on karate, you know, she shows him that she knows a little bit of karate. So, and then she leaves, and Kyler is sitting there looking all humiliated and stuff. So it goes to the next scene, and it's Johnny. He's at a diner, and he's eating his lunch or whatever he's eating. And he sees a father and son eating there, and, you know, he's probably thinking that should be, you know, he should have done that with Robbie, you know, because after having the conversation with Robbie's mother, I'm sure he's feeling really bad. So the next scene we see is Johnny, and he's standing in a doorway, and he's telling whoever's at the door there that he, you know, the kid, he wasn't there for him when it really mattered, and that the kid is the only one that hasn't ever given up on him, and if she would just let him teach him karate again, he'd do better. Of course, he's talking to Miguel's mother, but I like how they made it look like we didn't exactly know who he might have been talking to. He could have been talking to Robbie's mother at this point, or he could have been talking to Miguel's mother. And of course, he was talking to Miguel's mother because I'm pretty sure that he feels like, you know, because Robbie's mother said that it's too late, you know, there are no do-overs. So he probably feels like, you know, there's nothing he can do about Robbie, but he can make it up with Miguel, you know, and that's what this whole series has been about. You know, he's trying to probably fix with Miguel what he didn't do with Robbie, and I mean that becomes a problem later on too. So, but anyway, Miguel's mother shuts the door on Johnny. You know, he walks away and she shuts the door, and Yaya is standing there saying she likes him. And so it goes to the next scene, and it's at Daniel's house this time, and he's making breakfast for the kids. And of course, Anthony comes in and he's mad that it's not the pancakes again this morning and everything like that. But Daniel tells him that this isn't, you know, a restaurant or anything like that, because Anthony wanted him to make him some pancakes and all that. But anyway, Sam comes in and she's not mad anymore because, you know, her dad was right about Kyler all along. And of course, Daniel is happy about this, but, you know, he's trying to play it off cool, you know. But anyway, it goes to the next scene, and Johnny, he's packing up the dojo because he has no more students, you know. So he's putting his trophies away. And Miguel, he comes in, and he says that he can still train with him because his mom said he could, as long as they still have the dojo. And Johnny's like, "What we do for now?" And he says he got his butt kicked the last time because Miguel didn't have enough defense, and he said the best defense is more offense, you know. And then it goes to the next scene, and it's Daniel. He's driving down the road, and of course the billboard is fixed and everything. And he gets to work, and Louie and Anoush are there, and they show him the flyer that was found on top of the billboard. So it goes off like that, and that's the end of the episode. So I don't have anything else to add, I guess. So that's the end of the discussion of the episode. Y'all stay tuned for trivia. So the piece of trivia I have, it says Daniel makes Bananarama chocolate chip pancakes for the family. This is likely a reference to the band Bananarama, who has a song on the Karate Kid soundtrack titled Cruel Summer. So yeah, that was probably true. And at the end of season 2, they actually play an updated version of that song in season 2. So I thought that was a nice touch. But anyway, y'all stay tuned for news. All right, so big news dropped this weekend. Terry Silver, Thomas Ian Griffith, he has been confirmed to be back for Cobra Kai season 4. You know, he, of course, you know, like I just said, he portrayed Terry Silver in the original Karate Kid movie, so I'm really happy to have him back. He's probably going to go on my most hated characters list because I actually watched Karate Kid Part 3 over the weekend with my family, and yeah, I can't stand that guy. So anyway, that's all the news I have, and I don't have any feedback like usual. But anyway, if y'all want to leave feedback, of course, just find me on all my social medias. I'll leave the link, my link tree in the descriptions, And so I guess that's going to do it. Y'all keep having fun.